Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kent Tesey. He's the Vice President and Farm Management Analyst with MinStar Bank in Lake Crystal, Minnesota. Welcome to the program, Kent.
Yeah, great to be here.
You are always our go-to guy when it comes to Farm Fest.
Yeah, Farm Fest is coming up next week, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And again, this year, Farm Fest is always a great event, over 500 exhibitors and lots of entertainment and activity. And I guess my role at Farm Fest is coordinating all the forums that go on in the forum building. We get legislative members of Congress, legislators, ag leaders, some of the commissioners for state commissioners and some of the various agencies.
I imagine one of the things that people will be curious about is maybe a little more clarity on what's going to happen with the farm bill in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we're really excited on the third day of Farm Fest. Our morning program is going to be a U.S. House Ag Committee Farm Bill listening session, and they're only having six of these across the country. I think they've, by the time Farm Fest is, we're the fourth one, I think. And it's titled The Next Farm Bill Conversations in the Field. It'll start at 9:30 a.m. and go right up till noon. And the way the listening session works, the majority of the time will be hearing from farmers and other residents and other folks that are present there in two-minute increments on what they see as issues and concerns or what they'd like to see in the next farm bill. And for those that do want to address the House Ag Committee, they're not doing an advance sign-up. You have to show up that morning between 8:30 and 9:30 and actually sign up if you're interested in speaking.
Another thing that I think is probably on a lot of farmers' minds these days is, trade agreements. What are you hearing out there?
Well, that definitely is the whole NAFTA renegotiation, which is supposed to start coming up here in August. And agriculture is a big player in NAFTA. Both Canada and Mexico are two of our top three trading partners, along with China. And many of our important products here in southern Minnesota, particularly soybeans and pork, would be greatly impacted by NAFTA agreements. So it's a big thing for farmers, and that will be a discussion on our Wednesday morning forum at 10:30, Wednesday, August 2nd, a National Ag Policy Roundtable. Our afternoon forum on Tuesday, August 1st is titled Strategies for Farming in Challenging Times, and not just looking at the financial impacts, but the overall stress that this puts on farm families.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Gilfillan Estate near Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Is there a URL where people can go to learn more about Farm Fest?
Yes, if they just type in either Farm Fest or IDEA Ag, just IDEAG, there's information there not only on the forum schedules and panel members, but all the exhibitors are listed there. There's maps, information on tickets and golf carts and everything else on there.
Fantastic. Kent Tesey, thank you so much.
You bet.
Kent Tesey is Vice President and Farm Management Analyst with MinStar Bank, Lake Crystal, Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.